Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament resumed after the fortnight's midwinter adjournment to begin a week dominated by bad behaviour and ill temper, which the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, believed was caused by the rapidly approaching general election in November.
I just warn all members of the House that we're heading towards a difficult time of the year. I know that, I'm not stupid, but we have to keep this House operating effectively.
It proved a greater challenge than usual as the chamber almost ground to a halt on Wednesday. The House got barely a third of the way through the 8-hour sit-down for its annual debate on the government's spending estimates, and question time was repeatedly interrupted by arguments which saw a minister ordered out of the chamber and a Labour MP threatened with being named. That was Carmel Cipollone, who said she'd rather leave the chamber than apologise for calling the Minister for Social Development and Employment, Paula Bennett, a liar, prompting an angry reaction from Lockwood Smith.
Now, the member will do what the Speaker requires. The member will either get to her feet, withdraw her comment and apologise, or I will name her.
Reluctantly, I withdraw and apologise, Mr. Speaker.
Order.
That only brought her a step closer to being named and suspended for 24 hours.
I will not have this place treated with contempt by that member. She'll get to her feet, withdraw her comment and apologise with no other words, or I will name her. Carmel Cipollone.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw and apologise.
I thank the member.
The Speaker was equally decisive when Bill English turned an answer to a question from Trevor Mallard into an attack on Labour, continuing after the Speaker rose to his feet, a signal for everyone else to sit down and be quiet.
I'll ask the Minister of Finance to leave the House. Ministers will learn when I'm on my feet if I'm to stop an abuse of question time.
So Mr. English joined Trevor Mallard in being one of the few MPs to be thrown out by Lockwood Smith, although the shadow leader of the House came close to being forced to take an early bath for a third time.
Order! Unless some member wants to leave this House, they will desist immediately. And I say to the Honourable Shadow Leader of the House, his interjections have been inept today.
Further critical comment from the Speaker on Thursday attracted a response from Mr. Mallard.
Mr. Speaker, I invite you to reflect and see whether you should address points of order raised or provide a commentary which sounds more like an Australian cricket commentary.
Order.
Mr. Mallard then went further.
Mr. Speaker, I invite you to consider whether it is appropriate for the Speaker to express prejudice.
Order.
Before
the member will now resume his seat right away.
And Labour's Clayton Cosgrove said it wasn't the Speaker's rulings, but his commentary.
The difficulty is that commentary, sir, often becomes a narrative well outside what could be seen to be judicious and impartial.
But Lockwood Smith rejected the criticism of partiality.
I can assure the member the public sees my performance as being absolutely impartial. I get a lot of feedback from the public.
And Lockwood Smith urged MPs to look at their own behaviour on the television coverage of the chamber.
To see what the public sees and to see why we lose respect. That's all I'm asking.
Anyone watching debate in the chamber on Wednesday night, though, would have struggled to understand, let alone respect, what was going on after the ACT Party's Heather Roy finally found a way to break the opposition filibuster, delaying debate on her bill to end compulsory membership of student unions.
Mr. Chair?
The Honourable Heather Roy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee report progress.
Overriding opposition protests, Committee Chairman Eric Roy put the motion to the vote.
The ayes are 62, the noes are 53. The motion is agreed to. I therefore will report progress.
And having finally used the majority of National ACT and Peter Dunn to defeat the opposition filibuster, Heather Roy saw her bill, stuck in its committee stage since March, up for debate again, only to have it interrupted unfinished by the adjournment at 10 on Wednesday. The government, meanwhile, got its misuse of drugs amendment bill off to the Governor-General for signature, and the House was unanimous in deciding there's no need for a by-election, so close to the general election, to fill the vacancy in Northland created by the resignation of National's John Carter on July the 17th. Meanwhile, the seat in the chamber left vacant when Honi Hawawira resigned after leaving the Maori Party was filled after the new leader of the Mana Party succeeded in his second attempt to swear allegiance on Tuesday, this time without reference to the Treaty of Waitangi. Parliament's back at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.